This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Mudslinging being taken to a new level in the Montana congressional race. Former Navy SEAL Ryan Zinke's Democratic opponent attacking him for being a disabled veteran. Is that what's going on in this soundbite?
I have visited with vets across the state who thought Congressman Zinke would do a better job, and he hasn't. He's spoken to them in small groups and said that they shouldn't become dependent on the government when he accepts disability payments every month himself. Those are the type of hypocritical kind of actions that we need to get over.
And is the state's two-term superintendent of on the soundbite?
I have visited with vets across the state who thought Congressman Zinke would do a better job, and he hasn't. He's spoken to them in small groups and said that they shouldn't become dependent on the government when he accepts disability payments every month himself. Those are the type of hypocritical kind of actions that we need to get over.
Here now to react is Montana Republican Congressman Ryan Zinke. He's in our nation's capital. Good morning, Congressman.
Great to be with you, Steve.
It's good to have you as well. Congressman, what did you make of her bringing up your disability right there that you get a payment?
You know, I've been shot at before. I can tell you, we need more veterans in Congress. You look at where we're supporting Brian Mast and others. The veteran voice matters. You know, veterans aren't numbers, we're faces. And every veteran has a military record. And looking at veterans, you know, we're solution-minded, red, white, and blue, vice, red, or blue. So I think it's important to have a larger veteran voice in Congress.
It's good to have a vet voice. You're absolutely right. Here is where your opponent, Denise Juno, who is 49 and is the state's two-term superintendent of public instruction, here she is attacking your ambitions. She said, it seems like he, that's you, Congressman, always has his eye on whatever is coming up next for Mr. Zinke and not really on what's happening here in our state. What do you make of that?
Well,
because she's making it sound like you're an opportunist or you're very ambitious and you're just looking at the next thing down the road.
You know, Montana has one congressman, and I can tell you my voice has to be louder than 55 from California. Yeah, so standing strong on issues that matter to Montana and America, I think, is an important part. You know, leadership, I think I'm rated number one in the House as far as the freshmen go, working with the Senate to get things done. And again, I think that comes from the veteran background, being a commander of troops and willing to put yourself on the line. And look, you know, we live in a great country. And I'm an optimist. I wouldn't do the job if I didn't think it was fixable in Washington, D.C. We just need to get at it.
She is the, as I mentioned a moment ago, superintendent of public instruction, essentially top educator in the state. How are the stats for Montana right now and their school kids?
Well, the graduation rates are up. The test scores are down. About 50% of the kids graduating high school are not proficient in basic math. In English. You know, that's a problem. You know, Montana's a big state as far as size goes, population. We have a lot of challenges in rural schools. You know, she brought Common Core into Montana, and the Republican Congress undid it.
All right.
So I think she has a challenge.
And you do as well. And there are these allegations out there and, you know, some of this mudslinging. We just wanted to get you on to respond.
Well, you know, I've been shot at before. And, you know, Washington, D.C., I guess
sure.
If you're in politics, you have to get used to it. You know, wear thick body armor and don't stay in one spot.
There you go. Good idea. Congressman, thank you very much.
Thanks. Great to be with you.
All right. Meanwhile, mudslinging being taken to a new level in the Montana congressional race. Former Navy SEAL Ryan Zinke's Democratic opponent attacking him.
spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop.
Well, hello, America. How you doing? Aloha, I should say, as we're coming to you live from the CRN studios at Kanapali Beach in Maui, Hawaii. As the dream continues, it's good to have you along with us. We've got a lot to catch up on and a lot to talk about this morning. We got Liz Peek getting ready to come on. Liz, of course, columnist for FoxNews.com in the Fiscal Times. Spent over 20 years on Wall Street, most of them as a top-ranked research analyst after managing her firm's entrance into international research and foray into the market for U.S. equities in Japan. She became a Weatherheim and Company's first female partner. So we'll be talking to Liz here in just a moment, particularly about Trump and the round, kind of the pre-debate debate, which was rather interesting last night with Matt Lauer moderating. Liz Peek, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Good morning, Bill. I'm just great. How about yourself?
Hey, I'm doing well. I'm in Maui. I mean, how bad can it get here? You know, no complaints, right?
Well, I hope you're not trying to swim with the dolphins because Obama has made that illegal, I gather.
I know, exactly. I mean, you know, look at, hey, I get out of the mainland for a bit. You know, he takes over property and, on the mainland and on the east and then also here in Hawaii. And I was talking with somebody else the other day. I said, I wonder what Tulsi's position is on that, because I haven't talked to her and I'm sure she's none too happy about it.
You know, I really just cannot count the days fast enough that he's out of office, because he's in a whirlwind of activity now, undertaking things that he has no business doing, like, as you say, setting aside enormous amounts of land in states like Maine, where they don't want this to happen, for government preserves. It's kind of like he knows that his legacy, if Donald Trump were to be elected, is absolute dust. There is no legacy. And for a man who has been obsessed with his legacy since he took office, and there are many data points to prove that, you know, I think he's just absolutely having a heart attack that he isn't going to leave much behind. And guess what? He isn't, because a lot of his stuff is up before the Supreme Court now to be decided yay or nay, such as his immigration amnesty and his EPA regulations. And so really, what does he have to show for anything? A climate accord that is frail at best and meaningless at worst, an Iran accord, which is wildly unpopular and has done nothing but possibly secure Iran's position as leader of the Middle East. And that's about it. So, you know, you have a frantic president, and boy, is that a frantic lame duck president soon, which is even more terrifying.
Yeah, it can be pretty scary, no doubt about it. And don't even mention the ransom word, Liz.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, you know, there's been, what's interesting to me, and you can't really talk about this without being accused of being a racist, but the truth is, it's amazing to me that his approval ratings are still above 50%, because, you know, it's other than the fact that he has a nice smile and has not really been tarred with any personal scandals with his time in the White House, the truth is, he really has been a rotten president. And anyone who thinks otherwise, I'd really love to challenge to a debate, because I just don't see it.
Yeah, exactly. You look for the empirical evidence and say, help me understand here. That's been my question with people that support you know, this president and are all for him, part of that 50%. You wonder if that 50% number is somewhat likened to our unemployment numbers, if they've been fudged and they've got thumbs on the scale to come up with that number as well.
No, I don't think so. I think it's pretty broad. Look, he just hasn't been tagged with the things going wrong. I mean, for his defenders, they think it's great that the economy has added a lot of private sector jobs, but government, you know, Obama's out there every time there's a good jobs report touting his economic policies. When the jobs report isn't good, you kind of fade into the woodwork and no one takes responsibility. And by the way, excuse me, here we are 8 years later, still blaming George W. Bush for all the shortcomings of the economy. 8 years, folks, is a long time to implement policy. And what has been implemented by this White House has led directly to this. And this is what people, I really believe, do not understand. And I don't say that judgmentally, but I think it's just not a story. It's a story that's yet to be told. And it is this. The consumer right now is doing okay. You know, there has been job growth. There has been some modest improvement in income. So spending by consumers is not in terrible shape. It's up year over year. What is really lagging and what is holding this economy back is investment by business. And business spending on things like opening a new factory, you know, adding a new product line, adding people, et cetera, but really capital investment by business most particularly is way underwater. And why is that? Again, the untold story of this administration is that so many businesses are scared to death of this White House. Every time they make a move, the rules are changed. Every time they... I mean, for example, the latest thing with federal contractors having to prove that they've never had a violation of labor law. Just as a sort of aside here, I was with somebody yesterday who runs a public university. She had hired two new professors. The union lodged a complaint because the process called for only adding one professor. So understand, this was another union person being added, but they lodged a complaint just to kind of give her a hard time. Mm. So that is the kind of baloney that now companies have to go back 10 years and document every single one of those. That is, and by the way, federal contractors means anyone doing business with the federal government. So that is tens of thousands of businesses, big and small. So I honestly don't think people get it, how under siege the business community feels. And everyone says, oh, CEOs are still doing well. I'm not worried about them. Well, they should be worried about them because that's what the problem is in our economy.
Exactly. Well, that and Obamacare, right?
Obamacare is another serious problem, and it's only going to get worse because, as I'm sure you've talked about on this program, your excellent research knows or leads you to know that you know, the amount of competition, I think it's now 40% of the communities in America have no competition in terms of their insurance provider. We all know what that means. That means basically there is no check on rising rates. Rates are going to be skyrocketing next year as more and more insurers fall out of the business. The government is going to try and step in a sort of sub rosa way to prop up the insurance industry because guess what? There was a reason that insurers did not provide coverage to people with pre-existing diseases. Guess what? It's expensive. So all these things, they may be the right thing to do, but don't kid yourself. Taxpayers are on the hook for basically making sure that there is a profit to be made in producing insurance because otherwise there won't be any insurance.
Exactly. Well, this is why doctors are looking for the exits insurance companies. I have looked for the exits. Why, you know, the forecast with, you know, for premiums on the increase as high as 62%. And let's not even consider the deductible if that's not enough to put you, you know, looking out the window.
You know, it's really terrible. And Obamacare has hurt hiring. It really hasn't hurt businesses as much as it's hurt hiring because businesses already were producing benefits. But now the requirements to cover more and more workers, you know, obviously that's an issue. It's a cost issue, and that's one reason we haven't seen more job added.
Exactly. Well, Liz Peek, as you say, this has set the stage for this 2016 election cycle. And when we come back, we're going to unfold that a little bit more. Liz Peek, I'm Bill Martinez, live. More from Liz right after this.
To run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Walgreens True Metrics and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street or a trip to the movies or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket cost when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over.
Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored.
I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored.
That's affirmative, Control.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes?
That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want.
Wow, that is exciting.
Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez, live.
When you don't move the mountain, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the water, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers, as I cry out to you, I will trust in you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like. It's fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. By the time you get to Hawaii, Betty earlier, but we're having a lot of fun here. Let me tell you, 3 to 6 in the morning, and Liz Peek is up and Adam with us, columnist with the FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. Liz, before we talk a little bit more about this election cycle and what Donald Trump is doing, what Hillary is not doing, I want to just unwrap a little bit more about what I believe is almost this black market labor force. You know, we talk about millions of laborers dropping out of, you know, out of the, I guess, the numbered labor force here. And, you know, like all of a sudden, what, they stopped eating? The family just said, hey, Dad, you don't need to, Mom, you don't need to go to work anymore. We're okay. And this has been going on for, in many cases, for over a year. Well, they're working under the table. I mean, they've still got to, you know, they've got to put food on the table. They're just not being counted here. And how are we going to repatriate them back into the system?
Well, that's an interesting take on this. I think there are a number of things happening with the workforce participation rate, which is what you're talking about, which has steadily dropped in recent years. And the administration, and it's now at a 30-year low or close to that, the administration has explained that away as being at least partly reflective of the fact that you have a lot of baby boomers who want to retire. Well, that's not really the issue, because the workforce participation rate is based on the people eligible to work in a certain age range. I think it's 25 to 65, but I can't recall right now. But it's, you know, it's defined, and it's the end date is when people are expected to retire. And actually, what we've seen over the last couple of years is a lot of baby boomers going back to work.
Exactly.
Because they, A, are living longer, B, they're earning nothing on their retirement savings, so they're completely pressed financially. So, in fact, that's kind of a baloney explanation. The explanation, I think, is twofold. One is that when you studies have shown, which is a terrible introduction because everyone rolls their eyes, anyway, there have been studies that indicate that once you get to a certain percentage of modest income replaced by government benefits, people stop working. So I think the number is 85%. If you can claim disability, which, as you know, record numbers of Americans are doing, I think about 50 million Americans now, and other benefit programs, and let's say you're on Medicare and so forth, if that begins to approach minimum wage income, which today it does, and it's challenging that, then people make an economic decision. They say, hey, you know, would I rather stay home and watch TV, or do I really want to go kill myself for minimum wage? And the answer is, right now, a lot of people are choosing not to do that. That's one aspect of it. The other aspect is, there are just not a lot of good jobs around. I mean, you know, the reason Trump has been successful is that he really tackled that issue right away. And he may have the wrong reasons why we are having trouble creating jobs. And he may even have the wrong remedies. But American workers are pretty happy that someone is focused on that, because that is their number one issue.
Well, and that's been the issue even when you talk about President Obama's legacy. What he has not done effectively for black America, for people of color, Hispanic, that, you know, and this is what's left the door open for Donald Trump to say, hey, look at what it.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. I mean, I actually wrote a piece yesterday, it's up on the Fiscal Times, about this whole, it's interesting to me that the left has gone completely berserk about Donald Trump reaching out to blacks. And by the way, the best line of his campaign, in my view, absolutely is, what the hell do you have to lose? I mean, you know, and anyone who sort of stops for a minute and says, well, okay, let's think, what do I have to lose? That's a very provocative question. But, you know, I've written in the past about the fact that the education gap between blacks and whites has not narrowed. The unemployment gap has not narrowed. The income gap has not narrowed. Basically, the black community, and there are people like Sean Combs who are talking about this pretty openly, the black community hasn't really got a lot to show for the fact that they've had the first African-American president for 7.5 years.
Exactly.
So, you know, I think Trump is very smart to have done this, but my gosh, the vitriol about it, Charles Blow, a columnist with the New York Times, who's African-American, wrote a piece over the weekend that literally no editor I've ever worked with would allow to be printed. It was just a hateful screed where he throws every word, racist, bigot, you know, et cetera, reprobate at Donald Trump. And it's sort of like, how dare you talk to blacks? I mean, it was an amazing, and by the way, so I'm out on Twitter with this column, and I've had some black Americans saying, no effing way are any of our people going to vote for Trump. Well, guess what? I know blacks who are going to vote for Trump.
Exactly.
Because they think the current system isn't working, not just for them. And by the way, I think it's so condescending to think that all blacks are going to vote the same way or all Hispanics. There are different issues that matter to people. Mm-hmm. A lot of middle-class blacks are saying, hey, you know, we need to get this economy moving.
Well, just one thing alone, Liz, the fact that they would have options for education for their kids.
Yes, that well, to me is
that
the number
is
one.
That is huge.
I totally agree.
Right.
I totally agree. And excuse me quoting myself because that's unfortunate. When you write as much as I do, you tend to quote yourself, which is really horrible.
Right.
But I wrote something the other day called Five Reasons a Sane Person Might Still Vote for Trump. This is in the depths of his dreary period a few weeks ago when he couldn't do anything right. And the number one thing was education. And by the way, there are five good reasons to vote for Trump. Obamacare is another one because Hillary is talking very openly about the single-payer option. So if you want UK health care where you don't get to see a doctor when you need one, vote for Hillary Clinton because that's
exactly
what she's all about. But the number one thing is education. She, oh my gosh, the cynicism of this. She is opposed to charter schools. Which is, in New York City where I live, it is really the only shot that minorities have at getting their kids a good education. There are tens of thousands of people across the country, blacks, whose kids are waitlisted for charter schools. And to deny them that opportunity, which we all know is the linchpin to upward mobility and to a middle-class life, I find that the most horrific cynicism of the left that I can picture. And you know what? It's something, if I were Donald Trump, I'd be talking about it every day.
Exactly. Well, you know, Kelly Ann Conway talked about, you know, these people that are kind of lying in the shadows. They're for Trump, but they're not about to put a hat on because of the vitriol, which I find quite ironic because these same people will say the blacks are not monolithic. You know, so they're not monolithic, but you're talking like they are, like there is no, you know, as you say, way that they're going to vote for Trump and all that sort of thing. So they, you know, they know, they, okay, we're going to avoid that conversation. We're going to talk about the blue skies or the birdies in the air. We're not going to talk politics right now, you know?
Yeah, no, I think, by the way, I think she's been a real plus for this campaign, don't you?
Yeah, I do too. I do too. I think she's, you know, I got to hand it to Trump, the surrogates. And I thought that his kids would be more out on the front.
Yeah.
But, you know, Katrina Pearson? Some of the others are just brilliant. I mean, they're doing a great job in representing him, I think.
I think that's true. It took a while to kind of get it together. The real question, I think, the burning issue, if you will, in my mind as I go through my day to day, is can Hillary has basically in the last month brought it all down to money. I mean, she has spent all the month of August raising $143 million, spending her time with billionaires and stuff, just kind of giving up on this whole make me likable campaign. And the question is, can she raise enough money to win? I mean, is that going to really make the difference? And honestly, I don't know. I'm not a political pro. I feel like I just emailed someone and said, let's go to Ohio and volunteer because I think Ohio is incredibly important.
Exactly.
Undoubtedly, she's going to be more, you know, well-staffed out there. But I really recommend, if people are listening and they want Trump to win, volunteer to help.
They got to do it at the grass levels. In the name of Phyllis Schlafly, they ought to do that. The other thing, too, Liz, very quickly here, is that if you don't have the message, you better have lots of money, and she doesn't have a message.
Support is brought to you by Bank of America. Americans are banking on the go more than ever, as nearly two-thirds cite mobile or online as their preferred method of banking, a significant increase from last year. The third annual Bank of America Trends in Consumer Mobility report found mobile and online banking, as well as digital payments, continue to grow in popularity among U.S. consumers. More than half surveyed cite they actively use a mobile banking app, and 57% would consider or already use a peer-to-peer money transfer service from their bank. 2 in 5 would use or already use their smartphone to make purchases at checkout. Michelle Moore, head of digital banking, Bank of America.
This year's report demonstrates the growing reliance on our mobile devices to navigate daily life and manage finances. It's important for us to be where our customers are, which is why we continue to deliver new features that provide increased convenience to our more than 20 million active mobile banking users.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live. Live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day. Good to have you along with us, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. All this information is here. Or previous interviews, things you can share with your friends, and thank you for doing so. And thank you for joining the good fight here to get this country back on track. And as you heard me say earlier, in the name of, one Phyllis Schlafly, her fight for conservatism and grassroots level, and of course, Phyllis passed, and I don't know if you saw this, Scott, but that was absolutely disgusting. I mean, her headquarters was attacked. I mean, the way she's been maligned by the left, are you kidding me? 92-year-old woman that fought for, you know, values and morality for this country, and the way she's being maligned in her passing, I think is absolutely disgusting. It's a discredit, I believe, to who we are as Americans that that this woman, Phyllis Schlafly, who I think is such an iconic figure and gave so much of herself for the sake of the Constitution and conservatism, to be attacked like this, it tells you so much about this political environment in which we live in. And as we were talking about with Liz, is that some people are just, they're shutting it down. They go, okay, well, you don't want me in the debate. I'm going to pull the lever for Donald Trump, and I'm going to do it within my own privacy. And we're not going to talk about it because people are so emotional about Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton. But as I said to Liz in closing, it's about my background has been in marketing most of my life. And what I have learned by experience is that if you have the message, that goes a long way. You don't necessarily need a lot of money because it connects.
in a very short, succinct sort of way, you enunciate what it is that you're offering, you know, what you're selling to people. And when we say in the selling parlance, you put the answer to their need in front of them. And this is what Donald Trump has done, is there he has discerned the need across this country. Now, people, whether, you know, it's so emotional and, you know, that they find themselves, wow, I'm actually looking at a Republican candidate this time for the first time in my whole life. And, you know, for them to get there, what is it going to take? And, you know, like I said, the emotion such that, you know, people don't want to hear about it. We got celebrities that are threatening to move out of the country over this. I mean, it's just incredible, but rather heated. But if we're going to, you know, get this country on track again, we have to look at what I call the grief to happiness ratio. Grief is where we are right here. You see yourself, your family, and this country being. So the differential means that we're going to undergo some pain. There's going to be some discomfort here. There's discomfort already in the conversation. But going back to what I said earlier, that it's about the message. If you've got the message and it connects with people, you don't have to spend a lot of money. Now, Hillary Clinton doesn't have a message. It's not resonating. And then on top of that, her message, whatever message that she's trying to put out there, it's absolutely covered and blocked by all these scandals and this slow drip and release, you know, with the FBI and the emails and, you know, what America is starting to discern as an obvious obstruction strategy. It's also been a, you know, a growing and increasing understanding and perception, not only of but of impropriety. Now, the government may say that she didn't do anything illegal. And at this point right now, that is their story. They're sticking to it. But yet, we as Americans understand what the government may say is illegal and ethical. I mean, this, now keep in mind, it was not that long ago when Peter Schweizer presented the book to all of us called Throw Them All Out, and he cited all the backroom deals and the insider trading that was going on. And, of course, that helps to help us understand why politicians go in, and they're not very wealthy. They may be high school teachers and that sort of thing, and they land a job in Congress or in the Senate. And all of a sudden they come out, you know, 6-10 years later, and they're multi-gazillionaires. Well, and you go, well, how can they be a multi-gazillionaire? I thought we were only paying them like $180,000 a year. They're trading stuff. And you have to remember that up until that book, when it was released, the Ethics Committee for Congress said it's okay. You know, they don't have a problem with Nancy Pelosi having an inside track and information on the bullet train in California. So her and her husband go and they buy all this property up and this building, this multi-level building in San Francisco, which just, oh, by the way, she had insider information and knew it was going to be one of the key stops for the bullet train. So what do you think that property is worth? Now, she was on the banking committee. She got preferred stock from Visa that she turned around, according to Peter's book. I think she turned it around over $100,000. $100,000, ladies and gentlemen, because of insider trading. And this stuff goes on, and dare I say it happens on both sides. But this is how corrupt the system is and why people are so up in arms about this stuff, because they sound kind of okay, you know, it's kind of acceptable. But, you know, it was so obvious that it wasn't, that even the Ethics Committee and then Congress said, okay, we got to pass the law. We're not going to do any more insider trading. So they probably, you know that they cannot give this up. So they probably found some other way to do this. So now you look fast forward several years. Now you got the Clinton Foundation, the Clinton Global Initiative, that Hillary wants to insist that, you know, they've done great work. I mean, to hear her argument, it sounds like the argument, the same argument that's told to us about Planned Parenthood. You know, you've got to accept them because of all this great, the supposed great stuff they do. But, you know, when you hear about the Clinton Global Initiative and the Clinton Foundation, they can't even be properly certified as far as charities go, because the money, you know, you say follow the money, she says follow the money. You know, they're only giving out supposedly about 10% of what they collect. 90% is for administrative costs. Are you kidding me? 90%? I mean, even some of the ones that come into question, they'll get to, 25-35%, which is, the Red Cross, some others. But, I think we support, people that are helping the poor in Guatemala. And they operate on administrative costs of, I think it's about 6%. It's certainly less than 10% that they operate on. So by contrast, here you have the Clinton Foundation says, no, 90% goes to us and 10% goes to the little minions and the thing that we're supposed to. But, they do great work. And somehow, according to her narrative, and that's her story, she's sticking to it, that it's just been wonderful work. But that's not what we're here to see. The people that are, that are staging protests outside of the Clinton Foundation offices in New York. I'm talking about the people in Haiti that say, well, look at, man, you guys got a hold of minerals here. You did all these underhanded things, all this money that went to help the Haitians. Where's the money? So time and again, this is what surrounds the Clinton Foundation. So if it's not that, those scandals and those questions, then, of course, we find out more about emails. And Julian Assange is just absolutely astounded. And, of course, he says probably in the next week or so, the next batch of emails and information that they've been able to get a hold of. And he just says it's absolutely ridiculous that Hillary Clinton, with all her training, is somehow claiming that the documents that she touched and passed on as her contact didn't have a header that it was top secret information. She claimed that the C that she saw on a paper, which the C had to be alongside something. If you have any sense of what top secret is or any kind of special information that's out there, you got to know that that's that is top secret information. It's not something that goes along with some sort of alphabet. And as somebody else said, if it was alphabetical, where's the A, the B, and the D?
Being watched like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At Bill Martinez Live, we should change Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
We got dancing popcorn, jujubes, and Coca-Cola. Why not? You know, it's Steve Evans from the movie capital of the world, Hollywood, California. The movie guy has got the latest for us on the big winners and losers for this past weekend and the coming attractions we can look forward to. Steve, how are we doing, buddy?
Well, we're doing fine. You know, Labor Day weekend isn't one of the bigger weekends for moviegoers. It's kind of the end of the summer movie season, the beginning of the fall. So we didn't have big numbers, but we had some interesting things happening. Don't breathe.
I was kind of surprised on that, frankly. I thought we'd have bigger numbers, but I guess tradition says not so, huh?
Not so. No, usually this is it's pretty slow this time of year, you know, and this is when, of course, all of the big award hopefuls are going to be lined up and hopefully get them queued up for the Academy Award season. Don't Breathe was number one last weekend, making about 15.8. Suicide was number two. Interesting. Now, this movie has made about $300 million in this country.
Yes. Wow.
$675 million worldwide. However, it's not playing in China, which is the second biggest market in the world. They say it has supernatural themes, gun violence, negative outlook on life. And so the Chinese, you know, they make up their mind. They say, no, we're not going to show that. So
they say they have enough reality TV and everything and life going for them. They don't need any more, huh?
I guess so. But, you know, $675 million is still $675 million.
Exactly. Wow.
You can't feel too bad for Warner Brothers. Kubo with the Two Strings, that was number three. Peach Dragon, number four. Sausage Party, hanging in there. It's made about $90 million so far. That was number five.
That's a lot of sausage, I'm telling you. $88 million. Glory, mercy.
Get ready for Sausage Party, too. I had a chance to see a movie called The Light Between Oceans, which,
yes.
You know, people are saying it's a chick flick, and when I arrived at the theater, I saw what they were talking about. The theater was full of older women. There were a couple of guys in there, older guys. I'm not sure they knew where they were. They may have been left over from the last movie. Anyway, I sat down.
They probably looked at it as a target-rich area.
Maybe so.
Some gals, hey, can I buy you some? Get out of here.
They were looking for a date. Well, anyway, I sat down to watch this thing. It is a beautiful movie and beautifully shot, very well acted. Michael Fassbender, Alicia Vikander. As a matter of fact, this is the movie that led to their real-life romance off-screen. So there's a lot of chemistry going on there.
Exactly.
And it's based on a book by M.L. Stedman. Beautiful to look at, great, well-acted, and a great story with all kinds of twists and turns. So if you're looking for a good movie, Light Between Oceans, you don't have to tell your buddies you're going or that you've been, but you will enjoy the movie just the same. That's out there as well. All right, let's talk about this movie called Sully. You remember, of course, January the 15th, 2001.
Oh, yeah, right? Absolutely. What a great story. In fact, you know, Steve, we've been talking with a couple of people that have been involved with the film and even some authors that have written, you know, some, you know, true stories from survivors, from that whole experience. So, yeah, we've been looking forward to this movie with Tom Hanks. This is great.
Miracle on the Hudson, and that's what this whole thing was called. The movie is called Sully, starring, as you were saying, Tom Hanks, who's perfect for the role. A critic was saying, you know, it's directed by Clint Eastwood, and the critic was saying, look, if Tom Hanks hadn't existed to play the title role, Eastwood would have had to invent him. He's perfect for this. And you know, the surprising thing, and I'd like to talk to you about the people that you have been interviewing, because I didn't realize there was controversy about this whole thing until I was watching the trailer, because it was the Miracle on the Hudson. Of course, the plane took off January the 15th, 2009, U.S. Airways flight 1549, and he had to land in the middle of the Hudson, saved all the 155 crew and passengers on board. I think they even were able to drag the plane out of the river, but then they had an investigation.
Exactly.
Into this whole thing, and the people were saying, you know, did you really need to land in the river? Now, according to Hanks, who I saw interviewed, the plane took off, and about 100 seconds later, it hit the flock of birds, which disabled both engines. So he didn't have any engine power whatsoever, and he landed the plane in the river 108 seconds later, which means he had about 35 seconds to decide what to do.
And can you imagine?
That's not a lot of time to figure out what to do in this situation.
You got the lives of 155 people
right
there. You're responsible, and you've got seconds to make a decision. And the thing is incredible about this, Steve-O, is that when, you know, they did the investigation, they would refer to it as a crash. He says, I didn't crash, I landed.
He did.
And he was very clear and emphatic about maintaining that it was a landing, it wasn't a crash.
Well, they had simulations performed. You know, they were going through this with flight simulators and pilots and things like that. And I guess the whole thing was, could he have made it to Peterborough and landed the plane there as opposed to the river, which means he would have had to fly over a very heavily populated area.
Exactly, right.
And they were able to pull it off in simulation 8 out of 15 times, I was told. Mm-hmm. Which means that, you know, it's basically
you got a 50% chance that you're not gonna wipe out some civilians and regular folks in their homes, right?
Right. And so there's no doubt he made the right call. He did an amazing thing in a very limited amount of time. 35 seconds, and you have to make that call. 78% of the critics are recommending I'm gonna see this movie, Sully, out in theaters this weekend. It's a very interesting story that I was completely unaware of. Anyway, let's talk about another movie called When the Bow Breaks. And this is a movie I think we've seen before. This wasn't reviewed for the critics, but you have this couple, John and Laura Taylor, a young professional couple who desperately want a baby. So after exhausting all their options, they finally hire Anna, the perfect woman, to be their surrogate. However, she gets further along in her pregnancy, so too does her psychotic and dangerous fixation on the husband.
Whoa.
The couple becomes caught up in Anna's deadly game and must fight to regain control of their future before it's too late. I think this has been done before, but it might be fun to see again when the bow breaks.
Didn't it work with something with the Cardassians or something? I don't know.
I don't know. Morris Chestnut in this, Regina Hall. It's called When the Bow Breaks. And another movie that sounds a little familiar called The Disappointments Room, also not reviewed for the critics, is a psychological thriller. And this is about Dana and David moving from Brooklyn to a once grand southern mansion, with their five-year-old son. They're looking for a fresh start down south. However, Dana's discovery of a secret room unleashes unexplainable events that test her sanity and slowly reveal the home's terrifying past.
Don't say Beetlejuice. If you don't say Beetlejuice, you're okay, right?
Or any other haunted house thing you can think of. Disappointments Room is the name of that movie. Maybe one for you to see this weekend. We have another one called The Wildlife, which is an animated film. And this is about a bunch of quirky birds and animals and fish. They're on this tropical island. And then Robinson Crusoe, a marooned human, arrives. in the midst of a furious storm, and their lives are forever changed by this bewildering new creature. So this is kind of the Robinson Crusoe story told from the animals' point of view. No matter their differences, castaway human and quirky animals embark on a hilarious new adventure here, building the island's first treehouse and surviving together. However, when two conniving members of the animal kingdom, savage cats Mal and May, pounce into a battle for control of the island, Caruso and his animal posse must uncover the true power of friendship against all odds and against the savage cats. 42% recommending this. They're saying, it's well done, but it's a very juvenile take on a very classic tale of.
We got a lot of animation going on this year. What's happening?
Well, it seems to work, I guess, and we have had some very successful animated films and some not so much. So this one, I think, is going to do fairly well, but it's not going to set the world on fire. We have Meg Ryan making her directorial debut in Tom Hanks' second movie out this weekend. It's called Ithaca, which sounds kind of interesting. You have an older brother leaving to fight in the Second World War. A 14-year-old Homer McCauley takes on his job as a bicycle telegraph messenger to provide for his widowed mother, an older sister, and younger brother. Homer delivers messages of love and hope and pain and death to the good people of Ithaca during World War II, but soon must grapple with a message that will change him forever. It's called Ithaca, starring Tom Hanks, and also Meg Ryan is appearing in this, Sam Shepard as well, and directed by Meg Ryan. So you might want to check that out, Ithaca.
Well, Meg's got the new look. I mean, this is the first time we've seen her since she's kind of been carved and chiseled a little bit, hasn't she?
Yeah, it's one of those stories where I guess this plastic surgery didn't go as planned. But, I've always thought she was terrific. So
I'll tell you, I've been a big fan, but I'm not liking this, Meg Ryan 2.0 look that they came up with. Just saying.
Okay. Yeah, sometimes it's best to leave things alone. At least that's my opinion. But
I'm with you. Okay.
Oh, yeah, but
that's
here,
us guys. See, because guys are that way.
Right.
Because you always get in trouble because the wife comes. Do I look fat in this dress? Don't even answer that question.
No.
Go pick up the mail. Do something. Do not answer that question.
Yeah.
Because guys, it doesn't. No, you don't. You're lying to. Then you're in a bucket of gum, and you might as well be talking politics at that point. So don't answer that question.
My role model is Mick Jagger. I mean, there's a guy who obviously hasn't had any work done and doesn't plan to. I mean, there's a well-worn face, a lot of miles on that chassis. Keith Richards also.
Yes, I was going to say, just go ahead and pick one.
Yeah, any of those guys. So we have some interesting movies out to see this weekend. Hopefully you'll get a chance to get out and see something.
Well, there's plenty there. I'm with you. If I can find an area, I'm here in Maui, and it's been tough. It was really tough in Kauai trying to find some movies to watch, and where there was a place that was showing movies. But Sully seems to be number one on the list. We got to check that. I've been looking forward to that, especially talking with these authors about the book Miracle on the Hudson and some of the backstory, Steve. The miracles. And the way people supported one another, most incredible there. And that's all part of the story of Miracle on the Hudson. So, we'll have fun. So bring plenty of popcorn. We'll see you at the Cineplex this weekend.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
You've seen crazy.